continued dictation on patient Patsy Clement, C-L-E-M-E-N-T. This is addressed to Rolling Hills Clinic. ...706 Peach Street, Corning, California, 96021-3352, 530-690-2827, 978-416-8198, parenthesis fax and parenthesis. Dear Dr. Shoup, S-H-O-O-P, and W-A-R-A-P-O-R-N, capital D-E-N-J-A-L-E-A-R-N-F-N-P. Thank you for referring Patsy Clement for neurological evaluation, considering her history of cognitive decline. New paragraph. Patsy was first seen on August 28th and with follow-up on October 3rd. And today, for further recommendations, following her presentation with a history of cognitive impairment, new paragraph. She presents with a clinical history of memory loss and recurrent vertigo in the morning following a possibly disruptive night of sleep the night before. Subparagraph, she gave no additional symptoms of dysomnia, and my attempt to schedule home sleep testing was declined by the patient and her husband. New paragraph. In review of her history and evaluation, a high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging study was completed at the Halo Breast Care Imaging Center on November 10, 2023. Diagnostic electroencephalography was completed at Orville Hospital, interpreted by Dr. John G. Schmidt, MD, on September 24, 2023. New paragraph. Initial clinical laboratory testing was completed on August 31st, September 1st, at Quest Laboratories. A new paragraph. Following her initial examination, she completed the NIH quality of life questionnaires for capacity evaluation. Hold. new paragraph. Patsy